This year's Consumer Electronics Show has just wrapped up in Las Vegas, and I had the chance earlier this week to speak with Jim Berry from the Consumer Electronics Association about the show. Before getting details, I asked him to tell us a little bit about his organization to start.
Well, the Consumer Electronics Association is the trade group for all the companies, there's over 2,000 members, that make all of these devices that we now carry in our pockets and purses and have in our homes and our automobiles, electronic devices. And it's probably best known as the producer every January of the big International Consumer Electronics Show. And I'm speaking to you from that show here in Las Vegas. And it is truly an international show, as this business is a global business. There will be people from over 140 countries here, and somewhere around 150,000 people or more in a record number of exhibits, over 3,100 exhibits, and 1.85 million square feet of exhibit space. That translates to about 37 football fields of exhibit space, and there's lots of new stuff being shown on that show floor.
Well, as you mentioned, Jim, a record number of exhibitors. This thing just really, each year, I'm sure you're surprised, or maybe you're not, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Well, it's really a reflection of the consumer electronics industry, which is going to probably be over $200 billion in the U.S. this year and approaching $1 trillion worldwide. And if you just think about these devices, just about all of your listeners have a house full of consumer electronics devices, and they've really become integrated into the way we live every day. Everything from radios, and things get reinvented all the time. Radio keeps reinventing itself. Television is reinventing itself, and the devices that we use to receive all this information and entertainment keep getting reinvented.
Jim, we're going to talk about some of the real cutting-edge products that you folks are looking at this week. I'm going to throw a little bit of a curveball at you, though, if you don't mind, and back up just a little bit and maybe talk a little bit about some of the real hot electronic gifts that were given out over this past Christmas holiday.
Well, over the holiday, some of the hottest electronic products were given as gifts. They were e-book readers, Kindles and Nooks and all of the e-reader from Sony and all the other versions of that. Some people were surprised by that because they thought the tablet computers, the iPads, and the Amazon Fire, Kindle Fire, would take cut into the sales of the e-book readers, the dedicated e-readers. But both of those were up in double digits or 100% over sales of the previous year. Video games were also a big gift item through the holidays. And another thing that was digital cameras. A lot of people were surprised to hear about digital cameras, because everybody says, well, you know, now don't we just take our pictures with our smartphones? Well, we do, and the research shows, though, for spontaneous pictures, by and large, people take them with smartphones. But for planned stuff, if you're going to a party, if you have a graduation or a wedding or something, almost everyone wants that dedicated camera that's going to have better lenses, probably, and focus and lots more capabilities.
Speaking with Jim Berry from the Consumer Electronics Association, talking all about the 2012 International Consumer Electronics Show going on in Las Vegas. Jim, let's break it down a little bit. First of all, you mentioned e-books. E-books are still hot, but I understand there's something that I had not heard of called ultrabooks. What is that all about?
Well, an ultrabook is part of this trend that thin is in at the Consumer Electronics Show this year. Ultrabooks are laptop computers that are about a half inch thick or thin, if you will, but you open it up and it's got the genuine keyboard, and it also will boot up the minute you hit the button, as opposed to some laptops that takes a little while for them to get booted up. So these are really going to compete. Some of them will have touch screens, too, so it gives you the best of both worlds. Tablet computers are getting thinner, too. There are some here that will be even thinner than the iPad 2. And then thin is in also in television sets. We've seen both LG and Samsung. I'm sure other companies will have these OLED, that's organic light-emitting diode sets. These are the ones that use this new technology that lets them get really thin. A 55-inch TV that's only an inch thick, much brighter and sharper picture, and some of them are what they call bezel-less. They don't have the bezel, that frame around it, so it's pretty much you're looking just at the picture, and they're more energy efficient, too. You know, all of these LCD and plasma, and now the OLEDs are much more energy efficient, so you can save a little money on your electricity as compared to those old picture tubes that a lot of us grew up with.
Just amazing what we see each year at the Consumer Electronics Show. As you mentioned, TVs and OLED, something new for a lot of us. Jim, another area I know that is still real hot, is still lots of new products in the world of smartphones.
Smartphones, exactly. And here we're also seeing the really widespread debut of the Windows phone from Microsoft. They're catching up, or they're trying to catch up, with all the Android operating system phones from Google, from companies like Motorola and HTC and Samsung and LG. Of course, the iPhone, which is also following after the Google in the market share. And then we have the BlackBerry, which is here exhibiting as well, which has had a very rough year, and they're looking to have a much better 2012 than they did in 2011.
Jim, why does it seem that the BlackBerry is kind of falling behind the iPhone?
Well, the BlackBerry didn't embrace completely the touch screen technology, which the iPhone pioneered or really popularized. They also they've been slow in upgrading their operating system. They were the leader in the smartphones. They were a real pioneer. And some of the things that they were singular for, the BlackBerry Messenger service, for instance, and the terrific security that they had that a lot of companies and even government agencies really liked, the Android phones and the iPhone have caught up in that market, and they also got a lot more buzz.
Again, it's Jim Berry, the Consumer Electronics Association, the big annual 2012 International CES show in Las Vegas. Another area I wanted to touch on, Jim, understand there's major advances in voice and also gesture-based technologies. Talk about that.
Yeah, this is really interesting and a real genuine breakthrough. Gesture technology popularized over the last year and a half or so by the Kinect in the Xbox 360 from Microsoft. That's where you don't need a controller. You become the controller. It's a voice. It's a video, motion, and sound sensor that reads what you're doing. So we're seeing that gesture technology coming to televisions as well, where you can kind of wave at gesture at the television to raise or lower the volume, turn it on, turn it off. And then the next step past that is the combination of artificial intelligence and voice recognition, again popularized in Android phones and then with the Siri in the iPhone 4S, where you can talk to your television and not only change the channels or turn it on or off, but also ask it to record programs and store them on your DVR. So talk about ease of use, just talking to it or waving at it, much easier than going and finding that remote.
And Jim, talking about TVs, what kind of advances are we looking at as far as 3D television?
Well, we're seeing more exhibits here of 3D without glasses. That's not ready yet, except in small screens. It's much harder to do in big screens because as the viewer moves around, it can affect the quality of the 3D. But we see some exhibits of it here, and they're talking about having that out later this year. The ones with the glasses, especially with the inexpensive glasses, a variation on the same technology that we've used in movie theaters for many years, is really spectacular. A lot of folks here had the opportunity, just as people all around the country did, if they had a 3D TV, to see the BCS championship game on Monday night, and it was really spectacular.
Jim, we've covered a lot here, smartphones, TVs, ultrabooks, a lot going on here. Any areas that we haven't touched on yet?
Well, one is automotive in-vehicle electronics. This is maybe one of the biggest auto shows in the country. Even as this week, the auto show is going on in Detroit. And that's a big, big deal. We have a whole safety tech zone for using electronics wisely and safely in the automobiles. But I'm astonished to walk the floor. I've been going to this show for 30 years and see huge booth displays, exhibits, by Kia and Ford and GM OnStar and Mercedes and Audi. It's really remarkable, and it's an indication of how the mobile possibilities of consumer electronics products and the connected possibilities with all these automobiles and just about every other aspect of our lives has really grown over the last couple of years.
Dan Item, WGNS News.